There are things they wear on their sleeves, but there are lies they tell to deceive. They control things of which we cannot even conceive.
Is that Inga?
Things of which we cannot even conceive. How'd it go? What was it?
Just play the song you sent.
Everything was free and fair. There were no diseases in the air before the lies of the mainstream media made us sick. Before the lies of the mainstream media made us sick.
Dude, is that Inga? She sounds like she's dying.
The lies of the mainstream media made us sick.
Dad, is that your dog? Dad, is that your dog?
Reason to despair, the truth is surely out there. And when they find the cure, they'll inject it into your dick. They find the cure, they'll inject it into your dick.
Yo, is that your dog?
Yeah.
She sounds like she's being fucking fucked. She sounds like she's being fucked to death.
Yo, you're very quiet.
I'm quiet?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
What's going on?
Yeah, she sounds like she's being fucked.
I can't hear you, man. I can't hear you.
Is it louder?
No, something's going on. I can't hear you. Muted.
Is it louder?
No.
Not at all? I don't know.
Curses.
I was saying it sounds like Ingu was being fucked.
No, it doesn't. That's mean. I guess I'll have to stand. The only way to do it is I'll have to stand far away from the fucking computer. That way, both of our voices are low, and then I'll just crank the volume later.
Wait, where's is Graham mourning his ghost?
Graham's gonna join probably.
The fact that Graham says we can't talk about his uncle's ghost makes you want to talk about his uncle's ghost. Yo, why am I quiet right now? Is this louder at all? No?
No, you're very quiet.
Is that louder?
No.
Alright, well, cucked. I mean, I can't just shout this whole time. Is your computer volume just down, you fucking idiot? Yo, which virus shelter are you living in right now? When Soros was a boy.
I can just use my headphones. It's easy.
His dick was his only toy.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
When Soros was a boy, his dick was his only toy.
I can hear well now. Can you hear me relatively well?
Yeah. Nice. What virus hovel are you, what virus shell bubble are you living in right now to protect you from the virus?
The same one.
What, by the train?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, it's great.
You know, the train is soaked in virus.
Jed, have you heard of the challenge? Ah! No! It spilled. I didn't realize this was open.
Jesus.
Fuck!
And then Soros came in a box. And then Soros came in a box. And then George Soros came into a vase.
All right. So, you know how they're gonna have Clinton and Obama and Bush Jr. all take the virus together.
Yeah, how they're going to have Clint on Bush take it.
Yeah. It's going to be very exciting.
Who is Greg, by the way?
Greg Horowitz. He's Greg Horowitz. He's my friend. He's supposed to join the show, but he's too much of a pussy. I'm going to call Graham because Graham's a little pussy.
Yeah, don't bring up his ghost.
Yo, no, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something mean. Ooh, the apocalypse.
What are you going to say? No, I want to know what it is.
Yo, if that piece of shit is too drunk to do it, I'll retaliate.
You'll what, kill his uncle?
What are they gonna do? Kill my uncle? All right, fine. Well, it's gonna be all dead. Graham's dead uncle jokes now because he didn't make it.
No, we can't do it just as
soon as I can. Listen to this piece of shit's message.
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept typical. Any messages at this
typical.
Time.
Yeah, what a fucking scumbag. But the thing is, we need at least one square. The cat.
Graham's not really a square.
He's a bit of a square.
No. He's definitely not a square, you hear me?
I mean, yeah, he's round.
Graham, I swear to God, you sack of fucking dick bags.
Call Sarah.
He's dead to me.
Sarah is dead to you?
Not really, but slightly.
What did Sarah do?
Nothing. Oh, Inga, did you just take a dump? Is she taking a dump?
Jesus Christ.
Hello, you've reached Graham. I'm currently away from my desk where on the other line, but if you'd like
to... First his uncle's ghost. First his uncle's ghost.
I'll be happy to give you a call.
Inga, get back here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
What are you doing?
The mailbox is full.
God damn. What? Graham, you fucking piece of shit.
It's full. What creature has a full mailbox?
Well, speaking of creatures, I guess we might as well get into it.
No, dude, we can't do the cast just with two people. It's disgusting.
Sure, we've done it many times. It's always been good.
No.
Yes, it's always just Piglet and Pooh. It writes itself. Yeah. Hang on, let me get that Swan Lake going.
No, we can't do it. We have to find someone else.
Okay, but we can get started.
No.
Ingo.
It's not worth it.
Absolutely is worth it. Eve, little faith. But seriously, Graham punking out is hilarious because he's always up late.
Why don't you just make peace with Johnny Beerville?
No, never.
It's like he didn't even do anything.
Doesn't matter.
It's like, would you fault someone for...
Like killing Caesar when he's already dead?
Fault someone for like letting your dog out if there was a contract on his life already and he would have been assassinated anyway. But like you got to.
Do I get the dog back?
Okay, say like there was a contract on Ingu's life, right?
Uh huh.
And no matter what, Ingu's gonna get shot with a laser, like a gun that has a laser pointer sight on it.
Yeah,
it's either going to happen outside or inside, but then JBR lets her go outside and she gets shot outside. But she would have just gotten shot inside anyway.
Sure, but that's like, only that's because there's like, a threat to her also. Because that sick fuck would kill a dog in 2 seconds if it suited his purposes. Because he's a corporate sellout.
He a shill.
Yeah, he decided to shill to suck the teat of the corporate whore.
I'm not even joking. Can you imagine how incredible that episode of the Apocalypse is? Whether or not, just the one that has him back on, whether or not you apologize to him or hold
him. I apologize to him, never.
Or hold him accountable for his crimes.
No, I can't even talk about what is going to happen to him.
What did he really do? He talked like some shit. He was like, hey, Pat's fucking other people, which she already knows.
Yeah, but it was the intent. It was the intent behind it.
He did it in a tent.
Yeah. So. But, yeah.
Dude, I think the fact that JBR joined a cult just makes him funnier. And we have to have him back on the show.
No. I mean, he is very funny, but he's dead to us now. We have to move on. We need to make new friends.
I don't know. There's no one left, dude.
Yeah, there's no one left. It's true. I mean, there are friends, but none of them are that committed to the podcast. But we're pretty committed. Graham's pretty committed. JBR was very committed. He did his voices. The voices he did were great, you know? He did Sylvester Stallone. It was awesome. Yeah, he did Soros. He did an incredible Soros.
What happened to that Peruvian who cucked you?
The what?
Is that what he is? What is fucking the brown guy? The brown guy who cucked you? Chalabur. What is he, Peruvian?
Oh, whoa, Chalabur? No. The brown guy who cucked me. What the fuck are you talking about? Our co-host, Schallenberger. He didn't cuck me. Please.
He thoroughly cucked you.
No, he cock-blocked me.
He kind of cucked you.
And not really. No. Not really.
Those puny girls.
No. Anyways, speaking of puny girls.
No, we can't start the cast. We have to get somebody.
Okay, we have to get somebody needs to get got. Why don't we have any friends? This sucks. We have no friends.
New York. What happened to everybody? Where's the fucking what's her name?
Who?
Is the woman not in New York anymore? No, she's not.
Tomorrow she is.
Yeah.
Call her.
I don't have her number.
I'll call, but then Swan like, can I use your phone?
Where did Sophie go? Did she join a sex cult?
Yes. I told you my sketch idea for this song, right?
Wait, I told
the guy
you
that
my
goes crazy
for a Guido sex cult. Whoa! So I'm just gonna pump all those into this one broad.
Yes, exactly that.
Actually, it's the same. The best episode of the Apocalypse was me, you, and Sophie when that boy called in. Do you remember that?
No doubt. That was great. Okay.
And we named her Allegiance to Tom.
I doubt Soulmate is awake.
I think that kid was like maybe a retard.
A retard?
Do you remember him, dude?
Yeah, he's weird.
I could hear.
Wait, did you see? You saw this, right?
Oh yes. He's up my. No, that kid sounded like you could hear the gears grinding in his head.
Yeah.
He tried to like form words.
No, Daddy, please. Yeah, pretty good. Well, who else do we know? I feel like we don't know that many people, dude.
Jeremy's still banned?
Yeah, Jeremy's banned for life. You know Ray died.
Who?
Ray. The guy that owned Gotham City Lounge where I had all those surprise parties.
Oh, that guy was in horrible shape. Was Ray the very short, like, kind of Mexican guy?
That's right.
Yo, if there's a bar in New York that doesn't believe COVID is real, it's probably the Gotham City Lounge.
It missed COVID.
Oh, he died before COVID?
No. The bar shut down before COVID. I had the last drink there.
What, it just went out of business just of its own?
No, it didn't go out of business. There was some problem with the cops and the liquor license. And they just figured it was better to cut their losses.
Maybe Batman came through. I don't know. That place is kind of a shithole.
No, it was the best. It was the best bar in the city, man. Hands down. Yes, constantly drunk and high there. Excellent bar.
I don't know. Now you've opened up a memory hole, and I'm remembering how bad all the bars were in that neighborhood. Like, what about Blishwood Public House? Like, what a dog shit bar.
I live above it.
Oh yeah.
It's my favorite bar now that now that Gotham City Lounge is closed.
I used to go to the comedy nights and heckle.
You know what I do like? Just at the age where it's super uncool for me to be going out, right?
What, Christ age plus how many are you now?
I'm 37, man. But so
37?
Yeah.
Right. You're Christ age plus 4.
Yep, that's right. Way past the death age. But now that it's like not fashionable for me to go out, no one can go out. You know, and that's kind of like hilarious to me. You know? I'm like, suck on that, Generation Z.
I don't know. You can go out at any age in New York. Actually, there's an age where you should feel ashamed. But then it fades.
Right. So I'm just right up on the shame age. The shmage, as they call it. But it's not... it doesn't matter because it's done. And also, if people...
A series of old man bars.
If people think that this dick-pricking fucking vaccine is going to work, they're wrong. Yo, Graham is going to fucking get it.
Oh, you think Graham's going to get the dick prick?
Yep. Yo, none of my friends will talk to me anymore because of the podcast.
Who did you betray? Take me through. Yeah, what did you do? Did you cuck Schallenberger back? Did you double cuck him? It's like, how do you reverse a huckleberry?
I don't really care about that, though. That's all good. That's not like a Johnny B roll. That's a nun betrayal. No, that's just you being a good friend.
Why doesn't Schallenberger do the cast anymore?
That's a betrayal. See, that's a real betrayal. I don't know. I don't know why that fucking piece of shit, that Swiss Nicaraguan piece of shit, doesn't do the cast anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what part of him is less trustworthy.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's the deceitfulness of the Swiss side, or the deceitfulness of what?
It's the deceitfulness of the Swiss or the sneakiness of the Nicaraguans.
Yeah, you don't know which one it is, but it's definitely because of his background for sure.
Still cucked by virus? Can you not go out in New York?
I mean, I can because I don't believe in it. very good.
I go to the bar every weekend. Nobody, like in South Philly, the same way you can still smoke in bars, they're just like, what is COVID?
Like, they just haven't heard of it.
They're like, what are you, gay? I don't know, dude. It's like, the bars are like clown card here. Like, they have plastic over everything. They just think plastic over the bar, and they're like, well, this will defeat the virus.
Speaking of the virus, you know, I got a call the other day from the virus.
Oh, the virus.
And it was like, yo, Pat, what's up? I'm going to be back in town. I was wondering if you could host me. Yeah.
If you could host the virus.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, the virus. I heard that you had, like, you were kind of a bad guest when you stayed with Jad in Philly.
Yeah, because I didn't believe in him.
Yeah. I just scared him. It's amazing how easy COVID is if you just choose not to believe in it.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you, gay?
Yeah, like, I just pretend it doesn't exist, and it's as though it doesn't exist. It's incredible. You wouldn't believe it, you know?
Yeah, honestly, dude, I don't think I've washed my hands since...
yeah, I haven't washed my penis once since COVID started, to prove a point.
I haven't scrubbed my balls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yo, I've been exposing people in Philly to the ApocalyCast, and they start really talking about it. They're like, what's the one with Tanya Fauci?
Oh, really? Is that true? That's awesome. Yeah, I've been exposing people to the podcast as well.
Yeah, like I go up to people, I spit in their mouths.
Spit in this boy's mouth. Yo, I love. Actually, we can do Tanya and Tony Fauci.
No, we can't do the cast.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk about the vaccine and also the vax unseen. You know, like, yeah. I feel unseen. Like, what about those of us from the old country that know about the secret medicine of just spitting in each other's mouths until the disease is gone? But as Tanya, yeah, we can do it.
No, we can't do any bits.
Hey, baby sister. No. You ever wonder about these vaccines?
No.
Yes. Hey, baby sister, come on. What do you think about these needles that they inject?
Hearing Tony's voice awakens the Tanya in me.
Yeah.
He wants to come out.
Yeah, I know. Yo, Tanya, it's time for when we was little kids, Tanya, you always used to say, "Hey, Tone, can you awaken the Tanya in me?"
No, dude, it's not worth it because I can't commit to a whole cast.
It doesn't have to be a whole cast. It can just be the bit of Tanya and Tony Fauci.
We'll never get uploaded. We gotta get.
I will upload it. I've been uploading it.
It shouldn't get uploaded. We have to make a plan to recruit. Okay, what is Sarah's beef with the Apocalypse?
She just doesn't get it.
Okay. What's JoJo's beef with the cast? I guess she's in Texas where the cast is illegal.
Yeah. It's banned. That's right. Very funny.
What's Schallenberger's beef with the cast?
I don't know. I'm texting him. He's not answering. What a piece of shit. But really, the one that has sinned the most is Graham, beyond all question.
But what I was going to say about Graham is, how did we get stuck with the worst, the baddest man?
Oh, the lowest man of all.
Yeah, and he's got a ghost now.
Although he was great, and Johnny Bureau was great. And it's just really sad that they both had to be
killed. I really think you could apologize to Johnny Bureau.
Hmm?
Apologize to him on the air. I don't understand why you won't do this for the show.
Nope. I don't give a shit.
He can't.
He wasn't committed enough. Life. He wasn't committed. He's going to be like the Ronin now. Do you know the story about the 47 Ronin?
Yeah, he's just going to suck anybody's.
Yeah, their Shogun. Yeah, their Shogun was killed, and they just didn't have anyone to fucking kill for. So they were like, fuck it.
You know what they called the Shogun?
So they drove a van into the center of Seoul, South Korea, and then opened fire. In the middle of, like, a shopping district, randomly, on passersby.
Do you know why they call him the Shogun?
Why?
He shows it to people.
Yeah, he's like, mwah. He's like, check him out.
No, you have to, because I'm. This isn't a bit. I'm not joking. It would be an incredible episode of the Apocalypse.
What?
Either way, if either you apologize to Johnny Bureau or
I'm never going to apologize to him.
Or he answers for his crimes. Because right now Johnny Bureau is walking innocent.
He can shave. Now, how do you proselytize the cast? If he shaves his whole body and then lashes himself hard enough to draw blood 3 times in quick succession, it has to be like 1 blood, 2 blood, 3 blood. Right? If he does it like that, then I'll forgive him. Listen, but he has to be completely shaved, including his asshole.
Okay, text me your terms right now.
Oh, okay.
Text me your terms. So, don't...
One,
don't
shave. No, I'm not texting him. One,
no,
shave,
text,
though.
Text him. Come on. It'll be fine.
No, I'm not. One is shave, though.
What?
One is shave. You must shave.
Hey, it'll be funny.
His eyebrows, he must shave.
But it's your choice. It's your choosing his punishment. I say that's too much. You should just shave his face and his balls.
No, I think that he has to shave every single inch of his entire body. It's not enough to just shave his face and his balls. What about his head hair and his eyebrows? He's going to leave that? Okay. I don't think so.
Listen, it's funny no matter what. Just text him.
He has to know what he did is wrong. No, I'm not texting him. I'm not adding the headache of dealing with our fallen co-host.
Dude, you want to do this for the cast? It's so selfish of you not to do this for the cast.
There's no coming back. There's no... Dude, it's betrayal. Do you understand what treason is? Treason? What's our position on treason here at the podcast? Do we like it or do we not like it?
The fact that you won't even give him a punishment...
I gave him a punishment. I said shave and then 3 lashes, each drawing blood in quick succession.
No, you didn't send him his punishment.
No, because that could be interpreted as threats, and he's a little bitch that would report that kind of thing.
No, make it an if. Be like, if you want back in, shave, right?
Just ease into it. Start with the legal threats.
No. Like, if you want back in, and capitalize back in,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if you want back
in, like,
yeah,
Dave. Yeah, he has to shave.
It's gonna be so funny. You won't regret doing this. What's he gonna do?
No, I can't start it. Other people have to text him. Shave.
I'm just saying, there's no way for JBR to hurt you now. So just send him the terms of his punishment and see what he says.
Dude, don't talk about that show on the show.
It's your fault for recording. Just text him your terms.
No, he dies with the rest of them. Yeah. He dies. Sophie dies too.
What is that?
Also, Sarah Steele, you don't have to kill. I always had a soft spot for her. But Emily dies. Midwest Al lives because someone has to take care of the kids. Who else dies? Hey, this is like the Hitler bunker scene.
Adam, so disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you don't recognize how funny this would be that you won't do it even just for the bit.
No, I won't do it for the bit.
But it's like, what else do you... Like, there's nothing else. You know how the virus, you know how the vaccine works?
Yeah.
It has bits of the virus in it. Bits. Not the whole virus, just bits.
And it's like it's like the virus is like dumber cousin.
Yeah. So when you refuse to do things for the bit, it's like you're siding with the virus. Just text him and be like, not a threat. Be like, JBR, if you want...
All start with not in, a threat.
Yeah, start with not a threat. Be like, not a threat. And then, if you want all caps back, you gotta shave it all. You gotta shave dot, dot, dot. You gotta shave dot, dot, dot. It all.
Son, it's time to shave. Like those recruitment posters, you know, from World War II. When they were like, time to shave, son.
Yeah. Time to clip it off.
Yeah. Time to shave so that it won't get caught in the gears when the krauts roll through.
Do you know what you haven't pictured, like how you dismiss this idea so offhand, is what if JBR does it? How funny would that be? What if probably, he would, like
a little bitch. What we should do is have that, but then have it be the police and report him for, like, some kind of crime.
Yeah, you know, I mean, JBR has probably done like a bunch of crimes in the desert. That
definitely, I feel like he's definitely a murderer. You know, anyone that would be capable of murdering such a good rapport, like as we had with him. Like, hello, 911. I'd like to report a crime. Like, my friend has murdered our rapport.
But you know, Christmas is do it for me for my Hanukkah present. I'm not asking you to apologize to JBR, just to send him the terms of his punishment. Like, don't you... You don't even cut the terms of his punishment. Even the Romans, when they wanted to punish Christ, they're like, this is how we're going to do it. They didn't just stop talking to him. Right? Even the Romans were like, we're going to nail you to this. They weren't like, I'm not gonna, never going to talk to you again. That'd be barbaric. Can you imagine if Rome was just like, oh, you're the son of God? Well, we're never going to text you.
Damn, that's cold. The Romans were fucked up.
Like, JBR, if you want back in parentheses, this is not a threat. Shave. Yeah.
Okay.
And then wait 5 minutes and text another all caps, shave! You know? So he gets the message.
Wait, what is it again?
So, if you want back in parentheses, this is not a threat.
Ah, that is good.
And then send that, and then wait a beat, and then send all caps shave with exclamation points. Like as if you're shrieking, shave! You know? Like if he gets the text and he's hesitating.
No, I can't. I can't.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Did you already type it out?
I did, but I'm not sending it.
Send it. Oh,
no, 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 no. I'm not sending it. But it is a good one.
Come on, send it. Send it. This is going to be the whole cast. You're not going to get anything other than this out of me.
I'm not doing it. That ship has sailed. Scuttled by treason. Moving
like you're
on.
Missing, we're not moving on. You're missing the bigger picture. Can you imagine the trial of JBR?
No, we can't. We can't.
It'll be like...
That's too much of real life interfering with the podcast. No,
it won't be, because it'll be the trial of JBR, and then it'll be the sentencing of JBR, and then it'll be like the shameless pleading of JBR, and then it'll be the punishment of JBR, and then it'll be the erasure of JBR. Like, there's a whole season of JBR getting punished for this. That is much funnier. What's the worst that could happen? It's like, come on. Is that going to create like another virus?
No, but I prefer to live with my spite.
Your spite?
Big time.
I mean, you can't spell spite without spit. And wouldn't you like to spit in his mouth one more time?
No. No need to. Cider. Oh my god, yeah. Oh god. They got me. They got me.
I'm so deeply saddened by this.
Sad. This dog comes from a broken home. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, his home was broken in half.
Huh. Fucked up. Oh, man. Yeah, it's times like these that I wish I didn't have to be fired into the Earth out of a giant cannon in space in order to impregnate the Earth and save humanity. You know what I mean?
Bro, look at this mystery. Somebody just texted me, fuck you, on November 1st.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know.
That's cool. Give me the number.
I'll give you this number for an exchange.
No, I'm not going to send it to JBR.
Wow, this is weird. Yeah, somebody just sent me fuck you last month, and I don't know who that is. There's no other messages in history.
Send me the number.
I'll be honest with you. I'm looking for JB's number in my text because I never saved his number. I want to send him your terms.
No, that's not going to be good. Don't do it.
Somebody, Sunday, 11:26 p.m., sent me a fuck you? Who is this? How dare they? Who would say fuck to me?
Yeah, the nerve.
Maybe it was a woman I scorned. I don't know.
Pretty cool. That's awesome. Well done. I'm joking, by the way.
All right, listen, I'm going to need you to send JBR his terms so that we can move on from this.
What?
I'm going to need you to send JBR his terms. How is JBR going to know what he has to do to get into heaven if you don't send him this shit?
It's not happening.
So JBR is going to have no idea how to get back into heaven. Yeah. Oh, I found it. I found it.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
There's three other people on this text.
Do not do it. Do not do it.
I'm doing it right now, dude.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it right now, dude. Wait, is this how then – if I do this, am I JBR now?
Yes.
All right. John, if you want back in, dot, dot, dot. You have to shave.
This is not a threat.
But you have to shave it all. This is going to be like when Trump made peace between the cousin fuckers in the Gulf and Israel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, from the war that there wasn't.
John, if you want back in, dot, 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 you have to shave. In parentheses, this is not a threat. You have to shave it all. You know what you did. Wrong. And you need to be like,
it made God very sad.
I need to be lashed to stop God being sad. All right, anything else?
No, don't send that.
And we know about those things. That happened in the desert. All right, I sent it to you too.
No, why did you do that?
Well, now we play the waiting game. What? I just imagined John on his knees, like, praying. Like, he finally gets it.
Oh, you should not have done that.
Did you get it?
I hope not. Jesus Christ.
Read it back to me.
Read it back to me. John, if you want back in, you have to shave. This is not a threat, but you have to shave. This is not a threat.
Good, right?
This is not a threat.
Continue, read the whole thing.
No, I'm not. I'm not opening it. Is Andrew Andrews on that thread, Ray?
I think it's me, you, John, and Andrew.
This is not a threat, but you have to shave. Well, that song was really quite good.
Oh, God.
Right. Everything was free. There were no diseases in the air before the lies of the...
Yeah. We got a good Apocalypse song this week. I hope it recorded well.
You know what? I think we threw John a lifeline, and I imagine that he was inches from death.
Like, just now.
He's going to get this text message in a gutter somewhere.
I doubt that.
John, if you want back in, you have to shave. It's not a threat.
No. You need to do a Civil War letter about it. Yeah. Neil's John. Yeah, if you want back in, you have to save it all.
You know what you did to the cast was wrong, and you need to be lashed to stop God being sad. And we know about those things that happened in the desert. You know what would be really fucked up is like, what if...
And we'll tell. Somebody in the desert. Wait, damn it. What was the idea I just had? We were going to do something.
No, we have to call it. This. I've just
no, what was I going to say? What were we going to do?
Nothing. It was a stupid idea. But I think right now...
Tell me what it was, though, so I remember it.
No. Because then you'll latch onto it.
No, idea. Tell me what it was, please. Come on.
It was 4 letters to John.
What? Oh, yes. No, come on, do it. It is great. You do have to do it, Jed. It's too good.
Come on.
You're on a roll. Yes, you have to do it. Just get it on your phone. It's Ascalon Farewell. Just get it and do it. It'll be quick. Do it. Come on. Yes. Dearest John and B-roll, you must shave. Come on. It's easy.
Can you just apply it to this thread? Can you just say yeah? Just say yeah. Just say some semblance of like...
Oh, sorry. You need this?
No,
7100.
Your door code.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Just co-sign this.
All right. Are you ready?
Add more terms. Make it more severe.
No. This is not a threat. Very good. That's my favorite part of it. That's always the best part of any letter. Okay. Ready?
No, I'm not doing it.
Do it.
I'd like to imagine that we caught John at his lowest point.
Just, can you please do it? Come on. It's very easy.
I'll do it if you co-sign this and add more terms.
To no, maybe. If he responds positively, I will. Just do it.
No. You have to... JBR is a proud man. You have to make him more lobe.
That's why you have to send him a letter. Fine. Do you want me to do it, then?
Yeah.
Dearest John B-Roll, you have left this You have left this union on most rotten terms. And that's why we're coming to kill you. On horseback, by train, and by every other means of transport which we can be afforded.
Wait, is JBR Jewish?
No. Well, yeah, but no.
Tell him Hanukkah's canceled if he doesn't come back.
Christmas and Hanukkah are canceled if you don't come back, Johnny B-Roll. If you don't come back and apologize. And part of apologizing is atonement. And in order to atone, young John, you must shave from your body all of the hair. Yep. And when I say all of the hair, I speak... of every piece of skin that grows hair must be shaved down to be smack clean. And then you must repent before God, clean, and shaven. And then you must lash yourself thrice with a whip or some other implement over the back if you prefer, drawing blood after each blow.
Who are the other people in this text message?
I don't know. Are people replying?
Who's 937?
I don't know. Is someone replying?
No, I'm just looking at the. It's there's 4 numbers in here.
I don't know. I told you not to send it. Deals, Johnny B-Roll. Perhaps in death.
Who do we know that lives in Ohio? Oh, is that fucking?
Yeah, that's Schallberger. Perhaps in death. Your life will have meaning. But until that time comes, we will not know. So we prefer if you shave and repent. It's called the 2 pillars of fucking Jesus.
Who's the other New York City number?
Repentance and shaving. I don't know. I hope it's not someone that would be freaked out by that kind of stuff.
Well, it was a message that you sent to me, JBR, Schallberger, and this 3rd New York City number.
I don't know. I do not know which number I sent that to. I sent this to that too. You know what I was thinking of? You know how, like, Pooh, like, loves Christopher Robin?
Pat, I need you to reply to this thread. Otherwise,
no.
JR's not going to quake with fear.
He already does.
All right, tell him, JBR, I know you're – can I dictate it for you?
Yeah.
JBR, I know you're positively quaking with fear. I know you're soaked with fear right now. Type that in.
No, I forgot what the bit was anyways, so forget it.
I just want you to pile on.
It will eventually.
People like JBR only – you know how, like, some people only respond to threats?
Yeah.
People like JBR only respond to piles on. He won't listen unless there's, like, five people sitting on his chest.
Yeah, like, literally people sitting on top of him is the only way to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an unusual approach, but maybe, I don't know. You know, that's what psychologists used to do, right? They would just sit on people. That's how in Turkey, you know, in Turkey.
Yeah, they're like, stop being a sex criminal, and they would just sit on a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop being a sex maniac.
And then, like, be, like, making calculations for, like, how to properly sit on someone. To send the most ruthless message. Yeah.
You know what I think is JBR is probably getting laid, so he has no time for the Apocalypse.
Probably because of us, because of the Apocalypse, he's getting laid. So he's enjoying the fruits of his betrayal like fucking Judas.
Yeah, he's enjoying the guavas.
Yeah, the yams.
Our exertion.
He's enjoying the diamonds of our extraction.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm going to get off of this.
Well, he's enjoying our yolks. Yeah, okay. Anyways, this was great.
All right. I've laid the seeds for Cass' future. If JBR responds, you need to be magnanimous.
Okay? Oh, anything but magnanimous.
No, but you have to be.
I guess.
Come on, you're Christ age plus four. That means right. 4 years smarter than Christ by now.
Yeah, well, probably right. Not, honestly. Anyways, good night.
All right, later.